Checky check, check, mic check, 1, 2, check. Mic check. Where's the check? Check this out. The check is in the mail. Ah, it's nothing. Watch this. Here, hold my beer. Famous last words. You can scream, shout, whine, cry, sniffle, piss, and moan.
Dig in your heels and hold on tight.
You can shove your opinion up your ass. That way Obama's cock has something to keep it company.
Either you are wrong or I am right.
And don't forget, the ever-present, the most likely third possibility. You are wrong and I am right. And the crowd goes wild. The millions and millions of fans of the great one. They go crazy whenever they hear my voice. When you hear my voice, you know it's coming. You know the smackdown is about to be laid here on Stating the Obvious podcast. Because Stating the Obvious is, my friends, the weapons platform from which I launch the cruise missile of my intellect that homes in on and destroys stupid motherfucking statist. All around the world. Oh, fucking statist, you all need to die. Y'all want to make the world a better place, but I notice all of you are still alive, right? You know, it's like Nazis saying, well, we want to make the world a better place. Well, let's see. You could start by putting yourselves into concentration camps and killing yourselves off. That would be a great fucking improvement. But I noticed that Nazis never fucking did that. You statists are the same. Oh, because Nazis are statists. You're all the fucking same, okay? If you want to make the world a better place, just shut the fuck up and kill yourself. Stop killing other people. Stop putting other people in cages. Stop stealing money from other people in the form of taxes. Just fucking kill yourself and actually do something to make the world a better place. Just imagine how great it would be if every single person who has a political office just died. Wouldn't that be so fucking wonderful? Oh, God. Anyway, we're not going to talk about statism today. We're going to talk about first world white woman from North America problems. This episode is going out today, and so I was sitting here, I was going through my pile of shit looking for something that I could cast about with a minimal amount of prep work on my part, because I got a lot of shit to get done today. By the way, I am the Great One himself. I am the founder of Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. In the control room over there is the lovely and adorable Randy. You can send us email, God, at CYNLIBSOC.com. That's God, dog spelled backwards, God. And of course, we're on the Twitterverse at CYNLIBSOC. Anyway, I wanted something I could do with a minimal amount of preparation so I could just bang this episode out. Bang. You said bang. I want to bang this episode like it's a motherfucking college girl. And just get this fuck out and then move on with other shit today. So I'm looking through the pile, and I found some E. Jean letters. For those of you new to the cast, I like reading these. Elle Magazine, which is a fashion magazine designed for liberal Democrat, upper middle class white women in North America, has their little, what do you call it? Self-help, their Dear Abby is this chick named E. Jean. And so I always save the E. Jean question and answer thingies to read. God, my brain is like it's fucking seizing up. So anyhow, I'm going through and I found 4 columns of E. Jean. This is way more than enough to. So basically, what you are in for is 52 minutes after I get finished babbling. Let's say 47 minutes, because we're coming up on the 5-minute mark. 47 minutes of upper middle class white girl from North America problems. Remember, this is important. Here's why this is important. Elle Magazine is targeted at white women who are liberal Democrats. So the people who are writing in to Eugene are mostly women, mostly white, mostly upper middle class or richer, from North America. And all of these women are liberal Democrats. I guarantee you there's almost no conservative Christians, there's no right-wingers, there's no anarcho-capitalists, there's no libertarian chicks writing into this. So this is a wonderful look at what femistatism has given us, because all the women who write into Eugene, I promise you, every one of these women, they're all femistatist. They all voted for Obama. They all believe in the right to abortion and a right to free health care and all this other stuff. So that was me getting distracted. All right. Without any further ado, as I just fucking babble and babble because it's still early in the morning for me. I slept in this morning. I was tired. Stop babbling. Let's get the fuck on with it, shall we? Too much screen time. Dear Eugene. Oh, by the way, I pre-read all these a long time ago. I threw a highlighter over the ones that I know I want to read. But I haven't read any of these prior to doing the cast. So, as normal, I'm just going into this cold off the top of my head because I am that fucking good. Dear Eugene, after ending a 6-year affair with a married man, okay, so remember, women are pillars of morality, virtue, you know, women are loyal, women can be committed, and those men just cannot ever commit, and men are such slime balls because men have sex with multiple women, and all this other, and they just don't respect the woman's femininity and her empathy and how wonderful and pure and virginal she is. So, after ending a 6-year affair with a married man, I'm surprised I'm still alive after the biggest crash of my life. I started meeting people online. One guy, the most gorgeous French man ever, my age, 36, and single, so she's 36, she just finished, so at 30, she started having an affair with a married man, now she's at 36, she's hit the wall, the married man has said, you know what, you're old, your testosterone's kicking in, I can find a woman who's more attractive than you are to have sex with me when I'm not having sex with my wife, thanks for coming, bitch, get the fuck out. One guy, the most gorgeous French man ever, showed me a lot of attention. Right, he showed her a lot of attention. Why? Because women are attention whores. When they hit the wall, they need even more attention than ever because they're getting old and they know it. You're getting old and you know it. He said he'd, quote, found the woman of his dreams, unquote. I was in heaven. Well, when he said he found the woman of his dreams, how do you know he was referring to you? Anyway, finally we moved to Skype and saw each other on camera. Now, stupid. I mean, you're all Twitter-pated about this person you've never even met in real life. I mean, she's this Twitter-pated over the guy before she's even seen him on Skype. I mean, how fucking emotionally fragile, and fragile's not the word, how fucking desperate are you women? Well, she's 36, she's hitting the wall, she knows that she has virtually almost no future left when it comes to being attractive to men. She is desperately reaching for anything she can get at 36. I mean, I get Twitter. So anyway, the quick update from last cast where I went out with the girl, yada yada. We're not seeing each other this week because she's busy, which is kind of good because she has a life. I like that. And She's also a very good conversationalist. We were only together for an hour, but we actually had intelligent conversation the whole time. A lot of women, trust me, there are many, many women, girls, chicks, whatever you want to call them out there that I've gone out with, who cannot sustain a conversation for 1 hour. It's just, it's beyond their intellectual capacity. And I bring this up because I am going to say that I am slightly Twitter-pated over this girl. She's cool. I like her a lot. I'm going to see her again, in theory, you know, if she doesn't flake out and do all the kind of girl stuff that girls do. Yes, all women are like that, blah, 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 blah. But the point is, I am slightly Twitter-pated over another human being, but I've actually met her in person. I've, you know, hugged her, held her hand, some shit like that. I haven't stuck my dick in her yet, but anyway, the point is, I've met this person. Here we have this upper middle class white woman from North America who voted for Obama and believes that all women should get as many free abortions as they want. And she's Twitter-pated over some guy on the internet that she's never fucking met. My point is, how fucking desperate women get when they see the wall coming. 36 years old, the wall, she is slamming into the wall right now as we speak. Her face is impacting the bricks. Splat. And this is the desperation that just flies. Okay. Finally, we moved to Skype and saw each other on camera. I was dressed up for our first meeting. And it... Remember, women, you shouldn't judge women by what they wear. But you notice how women always have to mention they're dressed up. Or when you read something like Elle Magazine, which is written for femistatist by femistatist, every article always starts off, before it talks about these women that they're interviewing and how strong and independent they are, they always start off with what clothes the women are wearing. Man, I'm glad that women are just so much deeper than us men, because we men, we're so shallow. But oh... Oh, femistatists, they're so deep. They have a true understanding of what's really important in life. Finally, we moved to Skype. We saw each other first time on camera. I was dressed up for our first meeting, and it took her several minutes to understand what was happening. It took her several minutes because, you know, she's a little slow and desperate. But I realized that as we talked, he was touching and playing with himself in front of me, clearly excited. We're adults, but this was a little disturbing. All this fire at seeing me the first time. Does she not realize that he's probably Skyping with two or three women a day and jacking off while talking to them? Is she really? And yes, she is, because again, the wall affects your ability to think. Does she not realize that there are 3.5 billion women on the planet, and a bunch of them have Skype, a bunch of them are on the internet, a bunch of them are hitting the wall. If this guy actually gets off on jacking off while Skyping with women, you know, I mean, I wish if my sexual needs were that easily fulfilled, it would kind of be nice. All I'd have to do to get off and be happy would be sit around and Skype with wall-hitting women around the world and jack off. Unfortunately, my standards are a little higher than that. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, all this is the first time it's seen me. But, there's always a but. But, since he's so handsome, sensitive, genuine and smart and owns his own company, I began thinking maybe it was me and I was just being prudish. Oh my God. Woo! The rationalization hamster kicks in. So I've never met this guy in person. He's looking at me on Skype and he's jacking off while he's talking to me. But it's okay because he's handsome, sensitive, genuine, smart, and owns his own company. That is some motherfucking awesome rationalization hamster going on. Or maybe because you're a 36-year-old upper-middle-class white woman from North America who's hitting the wall, you're starting to get more testosterone in your body, your mustache is getting thicker, your titties are sagging, you're getting fatter. Maybe you just recognize that your choices are rapidly becoming very, very, very fucking limited, and this might be the best that you can do ever again in your life. I mean, how many married men out there are willing to fuck you on the side? Your options are going down, honey. And this is so interesting to me, because there was one time when, you know, if you would have told women that, well, there's this guy and he masturbates while looking at women on the internet, right? Women would have just like screamed and run away in terror. That they would, you know, he would be a pervert and all this other shit. He would be socially ostracized. And now we've reached a point where this woman is hamster rationalizing why it's okay for this guy to be doing something that would be considered perverted behavior by any woman with any kind of reasonable fucking standards. But then again, that's what the wall will do to you. But he then abruptly turned off his camera, and I haven't heard from him since. Holy shit. Right. Because he's jacked off while looking at you on Skype. He's finished with you. He's done. He's moved on to the next one. I'm so sad. He liked me so much, I could tell by his eyes. The stupidity of this dumb bitch. She could tell from his eyes over Skype how much he liked her. I have a great job. She has a great job. What does that have to do with anything? Again, women, do you not understand? Men don't give a fuck about your job. I would be even happier banging a chick who is a waitress than I would banging a chick who is a CEO. This is something I'm going to be talking about in an upcoming episode, because I'm putting some notes together for another epic rant about why you fucking femistatists don't get it, and why you younger women, especially, who are listening to femistatism, are having your lives fucked up. Girls, listen to me, you dumb fucking girls. You dumb fucking femistatist. You dumb young girls who believe what femistatists tell you. I am a man. Trust me on that. Men do not give a fuck about what kind of job you have. No man, no real man. Yes, I know there's femistatist men and there's femisimps and all that shit. Actual men, manly men, are not impressed by your job. I mean, if you have a job, that's great. You have money, that's great. We don't want you to be, because remember, you're all equal and shit, and we are tired of you being parasites. It's great that you have a job, but you either have a job or you don't, right? There's not jobs that are more impressive to us or anything like that. We do not judge you. We are not women. Women judge men based on what kind of job they have. That's a fact. You can deny it if you want. You're a dumb bitch if you deny it. That's a fucking fact. Women judge men based on their job. End of discussion. If you don't agree with me, fuck you and fuck your feelings, okay? Men very, very, very seldom give a flying fuck about what a woman's job is. It's not because it's not important or we hate you. We just don't care. It's not that important. What's important to us is that you're pretty. What's important to us is that you're nice. What's important to us is that you're fun to be with. What's important to us is that you like to fuck. What's important to us is that you're a good person. We don't give a fuck about your goddamn job. She just throws this in. I have a great job. It has nothing to do with anything. You meet a guy on the internet. He fucking masturbates while looking at you over Skype. You talk about how handsome and smart and he owns his own company. And then you throw in that you have a great job. It has nothing to do with anything. That's just the hamster wheel. I even texted him and invited him to visit me in Key West, all expenses paid. Okay, so she lives in Key West and she's willing to pay for this guy to come from France. I'm assuming he's in France because she called him a Frenchman. So this woman clearly has, again, upper middle class or richer, white woman, North America, liberal Democrat. This is what feminism, this is what femistatism, this is the life that femistatism has given her. She spent 36 years riding the cock carousel, and now she's reduced to paying all expenses for some guy, or wanting to have a person from France she's never met in person, she's seen one time on Skype, come visit her, all expenses paid, because that's how desperate she is to get a cock into the hole between her legs. That is what femistatism has given her. Invite him to visit me in Key West, all expenses paid. Should I ask him why he stopped talking to me? I'm totally into this guy. What did I do wrong? He's a prince. He's a prince. These are your standards for a man? Well, then again, you just got out of a 6-year relationship with a married guy. Clearly you have no standards. Clearly you are a femistatist. Clearly you're an upper middle class white girl from North America. Clearly you are hitting the wall. How can it be the year 2015 and there still be people this fucking stupid and naive? The guy just hits up lots of women on the internet. He gets them on Skype. He jacks off. Why can I see this and she can't? But then I remembered. It's because I don't have a hole between my legs. Belly is fat. Dear E. Jean, I'm a moderately pretty woman. Out of 10, I'd put myself at about a 6 or a 6.5. Women, stop trying to fucking figure out where you are in the spectrum of 1 to 10 because you have no fucking idea. Objectively, I'm satisfied with my body. Objectively. I bet there's a butt coming. Objectively, I'm satisfied with my body, eat well, exercise faithfully, if not intensely. That means she walks to the refrigerator. And I'm happy with my weight. Subjectively, when I look in the mirror, all I see is my belly. It makes me feel really unattractive. Worse, it's starting to affect my sex life. I've been happily married for 8 years to a man who's intelligent, funny, and nerdy in all the right ways. But 2 kids, one by cesarean, have taken their toll, and who has time to work on abs 1 hour a day? I can't diet the belly out of existence because it makes me headachy and miserable. How do I handle this? I bought a little black dress that hugs my curves, and my husband says it makes your ass look great, but all I could think about was that my belly stuck out. Well, you need to get on board with the fat acceptance movement, because you see, it doesn't matter how fat you are. And see, this, what this illustrates is women, femistatist, not women, I'm going to be trying to clear the differentiate. Not all femistatists are women. Not all women are femistatists. Femistatists want to push fat acceptance. They want to tell us it doesn't matter how fat a woman is. They're still beautiful, yada, yada, yada. What this letter illustrates is that, and this, I would say this woman is actually fairly normal. What this illustrates is that normal women, the ones who aren't completely fucking insane, no matter what they may say, they do actually care about what they look like. And, you know, I mean, I don't know how to lose your belly. I don't have that advice for you about how to get rid of your belly fat. I don't know that answer. But the point I want to make with this letter is this is a fairly normal woman. People will say, well, all the femistatists want to convince you that being fat doesn't matter. No. See, normal women, happily married for 8 years, 2 children. She didn't say anything about having a great job. She didn't say anything about fucking married men for 6 years other than the man she's married to, right? She didn't throw any fucking drama, psychobabble bullshit. She sounds like a fairly normal person, and she's concerned about how she looks because she wants to look good for her own self-esteem. I'm assuming this part. She wants to look good for her own self-esteem and to make her husband more sexually attracted to her, to look good for her husband. That's what normal women do. And the feminazis would just go freaky about this. They would tell her, oh, fat acceptance, you know, it's fine, it doesn't matter. If your husband doesn't love you because you have a belly, he's an asshole. And, you know, maybe he is. But the point is, she does care. She gives a fuck. And that right there is half the fucking battle. You know, it's like when I'm out trail running and I see a fat chick out running. It's like, okay, she's fat, but at least she's putting some effort into it. Unlike all the other fat women who aren't going to exercise to save their lives. You know, you trust me, girls, trust me. Men will give you credit for some fucking effort. You put some fucking, if you actually give a shit, it helps. Bankrupt bridesmaids. Dear E. Jean, I'm a bridesmaid. How far? Are you serious? We're 25 minutes? God, I've barely... This is like three episodes worth of shit. Maybe four. I wonder, should we just blast all these out? Maybe so. All right, anyway. You guys don't care about Randy's conversations with me. Let me get back to it. I'm a bridesmaid. I recently had to tell the bride I could not attend her bachelorette party at a foreign destination and her wedding also, you guessed it, at a foreign destination. Again, upper middle class rich white woman from North America who have so much money they can have their bachelorette parties and their weddings in foreign locations. People have way too much fucking money. Even her shower is not local. She picked the place for her party and expects her bridesmaids to cover her portion of the trip. The plane tickets to these events alone are spending all of us bridesmaids very thin, and I'm the only one who had the courage to tell the bride that though I would ship in for her flight, I personally couldn't afford to fly halfway around the world for her bachelorette shindig. Okay, nor should you. Furthermore, why are the bridesmaids paying for the bride's fucking airplane ticket? You know, this is, here we go. I've talked about this before. Women, I don't even want to say femistatist on this one. Women, when it comes to the wedding and you want to spend all this money and get all this shit, not just attention, you know you love the attention, it's your big day, but you want, I mean, the bridesmaids have to buy your fucking airplane ticket? Fuck you! Fuck you! Buy your own goddamn airplane ticket, you fucking bridezilla cunt! Holy fucking shit! She did not hide her disdain. She asked if I wanted to be relieved of my bridesmaid's duties. Shocked, I replied I'd never miss her wedding. We haven't spoken since. I don't want to ruin her big day. Should I step down or go through with it? You should tell her to fuck off and die. Okay, again, this here's a normal woman, what I would consider a normal woman. Yeah! Somebody asked you to be a bridesmaid, and then you're... I mean, I understand there's a little bit of cost that goes with being in a wedding. You may have to buy your dress, or you know, you rent a tux if you're a guy. I've had to do that. But buy my fucking airplane ticket so we can fly to another country for my bachelorette party? No, fuck no. Fuck no. You should tell Bridezilla to, I was going to say, to suck your dick, but you're a girl, you don't have a dick. You should tell Bridezilla to suck your boyfriend's dick. Something. Just tell her to suck a dick. Tell Bridezilla to go fuck herself. It's ridiculous. Again, here's a normal fucking intelligent woman. Jesus Christ. Bridezillas, just fucking get over yourselves. If you're getting married, don't expect your goddamn bridesmaids to be buying you airplane tickets and traveling to other countries. You can get just as fucking drunk in... I mean, all you're going to do is get drunk and act like whores. You can do that at home. Literally, at home, in your fucking living room. You go to the liquor store, you buy some booze, you just invite a bunch of guys over, you get really drunk and you rub your crotch on them. That's the same thing you're going to do when you fly to this other country for your bachelorette party. The fuck is wrong with you goddamn selfish cunts? Alright. Boogie Nights. Dear E. Jean, for months, I've been consumed with wondering why my live-in boyfriend spends so much time looking at porn. Well, I'm just guessing. If I lived with my girlfriend and I spent pretty much any time looking at porn, unless we were looking at it together, that would be a really strong indicator that she's not fucking me often enough, or I'm not fucking her often enough, depending on how you look at it. Some people have argued with me. They're like, well, women can't fuck men. Fucking is something men can only do to women. This is a true discussion. I've had this. I've had people argue. I'm like, no, trust me, women can fuck men. I like being fucked by chicks. And I don't mean pegging, but it's just like, the woman can take the lead. She can push you down. She gets on top of you and fucking shoves your cock inside of her cunt. And then she just goes up and down and just fucks the shit out of you. It's not that fucking hard. Okay, so you guys, first of all, your live-in boyfriend's looking at too much porn. Maybe you guys need to fuck a little bit more. Okay, here we go. It hurts me. What do these live webcam girls have that I don't? When I confront him, he always cries. Okay. He cries. So it becomes all about him and not my hurt feelings and promises to stop. Ah, yes. The ever-present, I can quit anytime I want. I promise you I'll stop. I can change. Blah-dee, blah-dee, blah-blah. Look, honey. There's a bunch more, but I'm going to say this at this point. It's not him. It's you. You know why it's you? Because you're putting up with this shit. Again, femistatist. Just get some fucking standards. I mean, this is this is a boy who's been created by femistatism. He's been emasculated. He's looking at porn on the internet because it's safe. It's impersonal. When you confront him about it, what does he do? He cries like a little girl. He cries. Oh, my feelings. And he completely ignores your feelings. All of this is a product of a femistatist society. And you have this in your life. For one reason and one reason only, because you're putting up with it. As I have said, remember, this is critical. You can motherfucking write this in stone. This is always true. Here it comes. That which you tolerate is that which will continue. You're putting up with it, it's not going to change. If it's his house, you need to leave. If it's your house, you're going to have to kick him the fuck out. That's your only goddamn solution. That may hurt your fucking feelings. That may not be what you want. It doesn't fucking matter. If you're waiting for other people to change to make you happy, that you're a fucking statist, because this is what statism is about. Well, I don't like other people smoking cigarettes in public, so I'm going to force them to change by passing a law that makes it illegal to smoke cigarettes in public. You know, whatever it is, that's statism. When you want other people to change to make you happy, so you pass laws to force other people to behave the way you want them to behave, thinking that's going to make you happy. That right there is statism. After one such talk, I came across hundreds of screenshots he'd saved of live webcam models. If I were on webcams that much, I would save screenshots too. I looked up a webcam site, watched several girls, got familiar with how the male viewers interacted with them. It was all pretty tame, stripping and masturbating, and sort of shrugged it off. However, he never stops. The sheer amount of porn makes me feel inadequate. The more he watches, the less sex we have. Wait, no, really? No shit? The more porn he watches, the less sex you have. Imagine that. So one morning, after he rejected my advances... Okay, look. I can't even really give advice to this guy because he's a loser. I'll give advice to normal men. Guys, when your girlfriend fucking makes sexual advances on you, don't fucking reject her. Women are, and I'm not talking about femistatists, I'm talking about normal women. Women are sufficiently insecure as it is. They expect us to do all the work, yada, you've heard it all before, okay? Dude, if you have a live-in girlfriend and she comes up and starts making sexual advances, let's make an assumptions here. And there's all the levels, or you have players, and I'm talking about them. I'm talking about if you're a man, you have a live-in girlfriend, you're trying to have a long-term relationship with this one woman, you want to be happy, yada, yada, yada. If she makes sexual advances towards you, whatever the fuck you're doing, I'm serious about this. All bullshit, no bullshit, you know, and all playerness aside, all shit. If you actually fucking love her and you care about her, you want to be happy with her, she makes sexual advances towards you. Drop whatever the fuck you're doing. And even if you can't get a goddamn erection, eat her pussy, lick her ass, do what the fuck ever. Because if you really love her, then she should be that goddamn important to you that whatever you're doing, you can fucking stop, okay? If she's not the most important thing to you in the world, then maybe she shouldn't be your girlfriend, maybe you shouldn't be living with her, maybe you shouldn't be trying to have a long-term relationship. Whatever the fuck you're doing, I promise you, it's less important than your girlfriend. If you love your girlfriend, if you want a long-term relationship. Now again, if you're just sport fucking or if you're just trying to bang as many women as possible, that's a whole different thing. In that case, you actually should reject women sexually because that will make them want you more. So that's a different category. All right, so One morning after he rejected my advances, I became angry at the thought of him sitting there day after day watching these women. And in an act of defiance, I signed up to be one of them. Now, first of all, does this guy have a job? What are you sitting here day after day watching these women? Does he have a job? So she signed up to be a webcam girl. Great. It was a week before I got the nerve to appear live on camera, and when I did, men showered me with compliments. Oh, and now the attention whore comes out. And you know what? I felt sexy and wanted. And the money was a godsend. I support my parents. Oh my God. Okay. So now the rationalization hamster kicks in. First of all, she's getting attention, which is what women want, which is why if you want to have a serious girlfriend, you want to have a long-term relationship, you want to be in a monogamous-ish relationship, you have to give women attention, boys. You reject her advances. This is what happened. Well, then you watch porn all day. Again, the guy in this little scenario here, this guy is no fucking winner. Okay, not on any goddamn level. He is not a winner. I want nothing I say to be construed as positive or in defense of this porn-watching idiot. Okay, he is not a winner. He is not a keeper. She needs to fucking get rid of him. But now it's not so fun. I fear someone will find out about me. I don't use my real name, but there are tons of photos out there. I don't use my real name, but I'm on the internet, you know, sticking things in my vagina. I'm not using my real name. Nobody will recognize me, of course. I don't use my real name, but there are tons of photos out there. I'm afraid I've ruined my life. I'm a feminist. Oh, and now suddenly the problem becomes clear. She's a feminist, she supports her parents, and she lives with a man who doesn't have sex with her because he'd rather watch webcam girls. So how has feminism made her life better? Oh, it hasn't. God, I'm a feminist. And I tell myself I don't care what anyone thinks of me. But she's worried people are going to find out she's on the internet sticking things in her vagina to make money. But she's a feminist, and she doesn't care what anyone thinks about her. Woo, the hamster. I've been camming less and feel worse about myself. But you're a feminist, and you don't care what anyone thinks about you. If my boyfriend finds out, he'll break up with me. Do I come clean? Do I continue? It's such a mess. Oh. Okay, so I was almost sort of on her side until she said she's a feminist. At this point, you know, you and him are made for each other. He's a feminist. He's a complete fucking sissy. You're a feminist. I think you should just go fuck yourself. Again, feminism. So how has feminism made her life better? Ask yourself that. The Insider. Dear E. Jean, I've paid my way through college and grad school by working in retail management for a famous clothing store. I've been glowingly recommended by two of our shop's managers for a new assistant manager position, but I discovered that a certain other person has started a search for external candidates. This is a person I repeatedly reported to HR for workplace violations, law-breaking violations. Should I stay on the team and wait for a decision? I suspect she doesn't want me to succeed. Okay, so you went through college and grad school, and now that you have this degree, you want to be a assistant manager at a fucking clothing store. I'm going to guess you have a liberal arts degree. If you're competent, go get a fucking real job. What a fucking loser. This just oozes just fucking loserish. Go get a fucking job. You're in a corporate environment. It's a famous clothing store. That means it's a large corporate environment. You're in a corporate environment. Your chances of success. Welcome to the corporate world. It's called politics. You move up by going down. Go just get a fucking real job. Oh, wait, you have a liberal arts degree because you're a feminist. About last night. Dear Eugene, my best friend and I were staying at her boyfriend's apartment in Chicago. In Chicago, there's your first problem. She and I share a close group of girlfriends from college days. Our dearest, most important social circle. I am ashamed to be writing this letter. I don't recall how I got there or when I got there, but all I know is that I was out drinking with my girlfriends, I blacked out, and I woke up the next morning in the guest room bed with my best friend's boyfriend. Okay, first, learn to handle your liquor. He and I were both shocked. Yeah, I'm sure you were. Now the rationalization hamster shows up. We are both shocked. I was shocked. I woke up in bed with my best friend's boyfriend. I was shocked. Just shocked. So was he. He was totally shocked. Because, you know, no man would ever want to bang his girlfriend's best friend. That never happens. I was shocked. Whew. He doesn't remember events from the night before either. Well, that's awfully convenient. Actually, sounds like rape to me. So if nobody remembers, that means there's no consent. You've been raped. This is so out of character for me. I'm a loyal friend. Okay, so what is Cynical Libertarian Society rule of interaction number 73? Whatever somebody tells you about themselves, you know it's a lie. I've done this many, many times. When somebody says, I'm not a racist, that person is racist. When somebody says, I believe in freedom of speech, I promise you that person supports hate speech laws and speech codes and free speech zones, right? Whatever somebody tells you about themselves, you know it's not true. That's why they're telling you about themselves. So when you say, so this is so out of character for me, I'm a loyal friend, what she's actually saying is she's banged the boyfriends of her other friends before, just not this particular one before. I've never been a bit attracted to him. My God, the lies. The rationalization hamster is just bringing the lies. So here, listen to the hamster wheel here. He doesn't remember the nights from the event either. This is so out of character for me. I'm a loyal friend. I've never been a bit attracted to him. I'm known for putting my girlfriends ahead of boyfriends. I've been drunk before, but I've never done anything crazy. That is a lot of rationalization. Why is the hamster wheel spinning so fast? Here's why. I'm telling you all this because my best friend walked in, saw us together, and understandably freaked out. My friends have dropped me. My best friend hates me. I betrayed her, but, there's always a but, I betrayed her, but, this is really about me. Listen to this. I betrayed her, but I'm deeply hurt. See, so I betrayed my best friend, but, because remember, when you say the word but, what that means is everything in front of the word but doesn't really matter. What comes after the word but is what's really important. I betrayed her, but I'm deeply hurt. It's all about me. It's all about how I feel. I am what's important here. I betrayed her, but I'm deeply hurt that she's spreading the news far and wide. Oh my God, I had sex with my best friend's boyfriend, and she's telling other people about it. How dare she? That rude, inconsiderate bitch. How dare she tell other people that I had sex with her boyfriend? Doesn't she care about my feelings? I'm also angry that my friends left me alone in such a drunken state. Hey, you're a strong, independent woman. And remember, these friends who left you alone when you were drunk, you chose them. These friends were not randomly assigned to you by the Republicans or the Christian Church or the Ku Klux Klan or patriarchal white men. Right? I mean, these are the friends you chose. Just like when my husband beats me. Well, who chose to marry him? Who chose to not leave him the first time he beat you? Sorry, honey, take a little fuck. Oh, that's right. You're a femistatist. You can't take any responsibility. She got all drunk. She's not responsible for that. She fucked her best friend's boyfriend, but she didn't remember it, so she's not responsible for that. Besides, she's really loyal, and she's not like that, and she never does anything crazy. And then, of course, her friends didn't take care of her when she was drunk because she had no responsibility for choosing her friends. That has nothing to do with her. Oh, my God. Like, totally. Witnesses say the boyfriend and I got into a cab, though neither of us remembers it. Oh, it's so convenient. They don't remember. I take responsibility. No, you don't. But he was my host. The butts. The butts just keep... I take responsibility, but he was my host. So it's really his fault. It's really not my fault. See, I'm saying... See, I'm not responsible. See, he was my host. It's not my fault. But he was my host. I was his guest. He should not have been in the guest room bed. Wait, if you're his guest, it's his house, it's his guest room, it's his bed in the guest room. It's his house. He can be any fucking place he wants. If you didn't want him in the guest room bed with you, you're free to fucking leave. You're a strong, independent woman. You can find the fucking door. How could I have done such a heinous thing? How do I get my friends back? How do I get my life back? She signs it, seduced and abandoned. I like this. Again, see, she has no responsibility. She was seduced, and then she was abandoned. Notice the complete lack of responsibility here. She just sheds the responsibility. It's all because of demon alcohol and her friends who just didn't look out for her. Yes, my friends, these are what the problems of upper middle class white girl from North America sound like. Dear E. Jean, a year ago, I was a happy young man in love with an amazing woman who laughed, cooked, drank, and was my partner in crime. We're both chefs and passionate about our craft. Flat out, I love her. The catch is she doesn't love me anymore. Apparently, we spent too much time with each other, and somewhere along the line, she freaked out about us being a big thing. I thought if I could accept the blame for the problems in our relationship, it would calm down. But I couldn't even let her win an argument without her starting another argument, and she dumped me. Must I lose all hope of being with this woman whom I thought I would love forever? Yes. Just man the fuck up and move on. Shit doesn't always work out. And you sound just like a woman. Oh, there's this one woman, and I'm in love with her, and I need to get her back. There's 3.5 billion women on the planet Earth. And neither of you may be bad people, okay? But just move on. People change. It's fucking normal. Stop being so goddamn clingy. Again, you're just like a feminized man. Listen to how clingy and the one-itis. Well, there's this one woman. Oh, and I love her. And she doesn't love me anymore. And how do I get her back? You don't. You can't change other people. You cannot force this woman to love you. Okay? Love, it's an emotional response. It's a biochemical response. There's all this stuff. Science may be getting to the point, maybe you can force people to love you. You can fuck with their brains, whatever. You can inject them with hormones or chemicals. Who the fuck knows? I'm talking about normal fucking reality. You cannot force another person to love you. You cannot convince another person to love you, especially. I mean, you can seduce them. You can get them to love you for one night or for a week. You can get them into lust and all this other kind of shit. But if you're looking for, again, long-term, stable, relationship material, best friend, sex partner type thing, you can't force somebody to do that. If she has made the choice that she wants to move on, you just have to fucking grab your ball sack and fucking move on. Jesus goddamn fucking Christ. I'm a 27-year-old virgin dating a wonderful guy. Half my friends tell me to have a hookup, to lose my virginity, and then go back to the guy so that I'll have some experience. The other half just make fun of me. What do you think? Well, I think you need some new friends. That's what I think. I think your friends are a bunch of fucking morons. All right, so for whatever reason, you've chosen to be a virgin at 27. And if this guy is wonderful, and if you like him, and if you want to fuck him, just fuck him. You don't need to go fucking have some random hookup and get a goddamn venereal disease and ruin the rest of your life for some unspecified reason. Like, so you'll have some experience. I mean, look, again, if I don't know if the guy knows you're a virgin or not. If he knows, then he should be over it by now. If he doesn't know, when you tell him, if he rejects you because you're a virgin, or if he says you don't have experience, I don't want to fuck you, or whatever, like if he has any kind of negative response to that, I mean, unless, okay, I mean, like if you're a virgin because you can't have sex until you sacrifice a small child or something, that's a little different. But I'm saying this is just normal. I've chosen to be a virgin at 27 because so far I haven't met anybody I really wanted to fuck. Okay, if he has some kind of problem with that, then you need to just dump his ass and move the fuck on. Again, I don't know anything about this woman. She might be a femistatist. She might be ugly. She might be fat. She have warts on her nose. I don't know. All I got is this information. If anybody's going to reject you for being a virgin at 27, that's just not a big deal. It's rare, but it should not. It's to a man, if he cares about you, if you're a good person, all this other shit, he's not going to give a fuck. He's not going to care. Unless he's a total fucking douchebag for some reason. Or unless there's something else wrong with you. He's not going to care. No, you don't need to go have a random fucking drunken hookup with some goddamn fucker who gives you a disease. Get rid of your fucking friends. They're not your friends. They're morons.